1 Corinthians chapter 3. In fact, my brothers, I cannot talk to you as to spiritual people who have the Spirit, but I talk to you as though you are still carnal, as if you're still in this world, as if you are still babies in your Christian faith. I had to feed you with milk and not with solid food because you're not ready for it. And even now you are not ready for it. So when we're baptized, we come out of the water and we're born again and we're like babies. And we must feed, Peter says, on the milk of God's word. But as we grow, like a baby grows, we then start to eat more solid food and then you even come to eat meat. And when Paul talks about Melchizedek and the meaning of Melchizedek in Hebrews, he says that this is like the meat of the word. So the important thing is that we keep growing. That's the important thing. He says, where there is jealousy among you and quarreling with each other, doesn't this prove that you are still belonging to this world and living by worldly standards? When you say, I am of Paul, and another, I am following Apollos, aren't you acting like people of the world? Who is Apollos and who is Paul? We are simply God's servants by whom you came to believe. So people come to believe through preachers. And this is the most wonderful thing you can do in your life, to lead another person to believe. Each one of us does the work which the Lord gave him to do. So we're each individually given work to do by God. And if we don't do it because we want to build up our career or get more money, whatever, then we're turning down what God's asked us to do. And Paul says that him and Apollos have been given work to do and he needed to do it. The one who sows and the one who waters the seed really do not matter. It is God who matters because it is him who gives the increase to the plant. There is no difference between the man who sows and the man who waters the plant. God is going to reward each one according to the work he has done. So we're not saved by our works, but it is true to say that how we will spend eternity is going to be a reward, and that will reflect our works in this life. So absolutely everything we do in this tiny short life affects how we will eternally be. You are God's building. Using the gift which God has given me, I worked like a master builder and laid the foundations, but another man is building on those foundations. Each one must be careful how he builds, for God has already placed Jesus Christ as the one and only foundation stone, and no other foundation stone exists. Some may build gold or silver or precious stones as they build on the foundation. Others build wood or hay or straw. And the quality of each man's building work is going to be seen in the day of Christ, that is, at the day of judgment. On that day, the fire of judgment will reveal each man's work, and the fire will test it and show what it is really like. If what was built on that foundation goes through the fire, the builder will receive a reward. But if anyone's work is burnt up, then it will be lost, although he himself will be saved, yet having passed through the fire. So, in your ministry, in your serving of Jesus, you can build on that foundation, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, gold, or whatever. And so, for example, if you've just not done a very good job on the people you've baptized or on your children, and they don't make it to the kingdom, and they don't pass through the fire at the last day, well, the people you baptized don't pass through the fire. They don't come to the kingdom of God because you didn't work very hard with them. Well, when Jesus comes, you yourself will be saved. You have got to pass through the fire. But what you've done in your life, your ministry, will be burnt up. And so that is the challenge then, to do our very best for God with people. Surely you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you yourselves are the temple of God. No one should deceive himself. If anyone amongst you thinks that he is wise by the standards of this world, he must become a fool in order to become truly wise. For what this world considers to be wisdom is nonsense in the eyes of God. As the scripture says, God traps the wise in their apparent wisdom. And another scripture says, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are worthless. And so all these clever people, scientists and so forth, God's thought about them is that their thoughts are worthless in spiritual terms. They may be worth a lot in human terms, but in spiritual terms, they're worthless. And you see that God judges people by what they think about. And he considers that those people's thoughts are worthless. No one then should boast about what man can do. Actually, everything belongs to you. Paul, Apollos, Peter, this world, life, death, the present, the future, all these are yours. These are wonderful words. And you are Christ's, and Christ is God. It's God's. So we belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. So that's a good reason to understand that Jesus is not God, that he belongs to God. So then everything in this world is for our sake and for our benefit, because God in the end wants to save us. It's his passion, it's his pleasure to give us the kingdom.